So the point is that in the Mikdash, there's a chalos chametz all year round. And, you know, there are only two karbanos that can be brought from chametz. Bigvulin, and we're going to get back to this, one could suggest that the category of chametz and matzah don't even exist all year round. Because there's no consequence halachically. So all there is all year round is dagon, chamesh saminim. No one ever said that, you know, there's any advantage, you know, to lecha mishnah, you know, in your Shabbos or your Yontif meal, not on Chag HaMatzos, of course, you know, to matzah over chametz. They don't. There's no competition because there's no catch category. That's going to be important when we get to a more subtle point in a few minutes or next week. So the question is, does the fact that in the Mikdash there is a chalos chametz all year round, or does the fact that there's a chalos of chametz during the week of Pesach, you know, how do we look at that? What impact does that have on all year round? Okay. So that's question number one. Question number two, Bishlam of the first perspective, we're not even sure what Tosis's view is, the perspective that people would be mekel and chametz because it's an Isur Zman, namely the rest of the year it's permissible, that's very understandable. It's hard to say that something is intrinsically asur if, you know, you can eat it, you know, 98% of the year. But according to the second view of Tosis, you know, that Bal Yirah reflects that chametz is more chamor, right? How do we explain that? How does that coexist with chametz being an Isur Zman? Okay? So that's a question I want to address. Then we also began to look at the Radvaz in the Mar Makomos that we gave out. The view of the Radvaz was, number one, the Radvaz asked the question of Tosis in a broader way, and in a more humorous way, right? Manishtana, like what's the difference? Manishtana chametz pesach mikoli surin shebet Torah, shechmir olav Torah latzuicha bedika, besarif akalei, bitol, hosif racham latzuicha bedika b'chorinu b'stakin, b'chapei sachrov l'sharish osam, b'chol gvulav, over bal yura b'yimatze, osiru b'kolshu, enim is batol klal, b'chumris kar l'nimsa b'choli surin shebet Torah. So the Radvaz just makes the point, you know, further isolating or, you know, singling out, you know, chametz for its chumras. This is an Isur Mashu. We'll discuss all of them. There's, you know, Bior, maybe even Srefa, right? The Bedika isn't just Stama Bedika either. You know, it's Bechorin of Bestakin. So, like, what's that all about? And if you're going to explain that, says the Radvaz, that it's because of kares, dam and chelav av kares. And if you're going to explain it's because of lobedili in shimine, maybe there are other things that are lobedili in shimine, like chadash or nazir. And if you're going to explain it's because of isuriana, right, there are other things that are isuriana, kelai karen, basar b'chalav, etc. So what is it, meaning, the Radvaz went to the, you know, basically apply the scientific, you know, process, you know, to chametz. You know, what can it be? And then he tried to isolate the factors. And at the end of the day, he concluded, or he's wondering, you know, what explains it? There's no unified theory. So the Radvaz himself came up with two, initially two explanations. Tshuva. Shnei Dvarim, everybody have this, by the way, on page one, what's the line number?
Twenty-six.
It's not a unified theory. It's a combination theory. Okay, but that would seem to explain this in very only in quantitative terms. Because if you want to explain why we have so many, you know, mechanisms, you know, to defend, you know, against chametz, is because there's a lot at stake. A, B, C, but there's no unified theory. Once you're not dealing with a unified theory, you know, you can explain the phenomena, but they're not really necessarily highlighting, you know, a particular perspective, because they're all different. So it's more the, it's a davar chamur, you know, for different reasons, and therefore we took different steps or multiple steps, right? Yisra'na, Bakaris, Lobedili, only chametz bilva. Kivin sheyesh ba chumros halalu, echmira Torah, chumros acheros. That's answer number one. Ubo chachamim osifu chumros al chumros, kemo she'asta Torah. The second one is far more intriguing. That's what Tosa says. Vesu, dechametz pesach ha'vedavar sheyesh lo matirin, shari surai tali bizman. This is going to be mutter soon. And therefore we're machmir. The achrei me pesach, ki ha'chametz mutter. Aye, this chametz particularly may not be mutter. Afa bishar chametz shu mevayer, he hafsha shir lo heter. Elim ken yavar b'bayi roba yimatzei. Sof, ha'ik ha'chametz shi ha'mutter lo, osa shalo avar lo. The chametz that you make or require afterward, it's all chametz. Okay. So on that, the Radvaz asked the following: Kashile ale, the high time. Nay, the sogi high time alinian da filo bela filo batel, kedavar sheish lo matirin. Tosas, the Radvaz says, if we were talking about bitul barov, like you had a piece of chametz, it fell in, another mixture or compound. Question is, can you rely on the din of bitul? So saying it's like a davar sheish lo matirin, it's going to be mutter next week, would be an understandable rationale. Why? Because that's the rule, right? Darminan, tafila be'alef labato. The Gemara says in Beitza, and the Gemara says in the Darim, that davar sheish lo matirin, tafila be'alef labato. Again, we use the simple way, the Rashi way. Bitoshi achlenu be'isar, tochlenu be'heter. Why take a risk and use bitol? You can wait it out and get a certain heter gabur. So that's perfectly understandable. That's a chumra which results from a kula. But if we're talking about aval, l'chapi sachar v'l'sarfo, v'l'shorsho, v'l'hotzi mershuso, l'yidan olama. Right? A chumra not to use bitul because anyways it's kal and it's going to be mutter tomorrow, next week. That's very understandable. But chumras that are chumras, meaning destroy it, seek it out, destroy it utterly, you know, those kind of dinim, you know, be terrified that you'll eat it. What do they have to do with the fact that it's going to be mutter? You could have actually extended through Advaz's question and said, ipcha misabra. The more you treat it as a davar she'omed lios heter, it's interesting. Tosus emphasizes the fact that this all year round was mutter. Right? Advaz is emphasizing that next week it's going to be mutter again. That's not a reason to be machmir. One would think that's a reason to be meko. Right? Then he says, gam balatam arishon yesh li ksas gimgum. And even the combination of the three, bedili, sarana, kares, says, mi adif mi avarizara? The amra torah v'le yidbak biyadcham amum en acherim, chalamodu bo kakofer b'chol ha-tara kula, v'lo mertin ishan tzri chatar b'dika u'bitol, Eliberis Yisrael, right? There's no bedikan bitol and bitol and biur for avodah zara, right? It's a death penalty. It's aser bahana, right? I guess there's no bedili. But the point is, how could this be more chamor than avodah zara, right? In Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah lirdov acharei shena abed osam erzenu. Achareha, el komakum shenichpo shoson navedus kolakum shabo. So he doesn't like either answer in the end. Regarding, though, the second answer, I say you could ask this much stronger question. He doesn't ask it. It's interesting. But it's kedai to mention the ritual. I was gonna bring it in, and I neglected to. You know, just give me 1 second. I'm just going to get it because it's on my... I guess that's the advantage of Zoom a little bit. So the Ritva in the beginning of Psachim actually formulates the idea that Chometz being an Isser Zman is a Chumrah. Very interesting formulation. It says here, second, Inami, Shiny Chometz, Sheisuro Tolui Bizman. Chametz is more chamor because it's Tolui Bizman. Bizeu Shehu Osir Achshav Haya Achshav Mutter Vieshlo Heter Achar Pesach Min HaTorah. And again, like the Deya quoted in the Radvaz, he emphasizes not only what it was, but it'll be mutter again. Mash enkein b'kilaya kerem, right? U basa b'chalav. The afagav the ayin d'nazir avagam. Cholo havi surano. Ulefisha ro razal shechmira Torah kol kach. Hifrizu heim lahatrich b'dika ala chametz hanimtza. U bitol al she'eno nimtza. What is the Ritva saying? Clearly, that the fact that it is going to be mutter next week and was mutter last week is a reason that the Torah and the Chachamim were machmir. How could that be? But I think the answer is what I alluded to last week, and that is as follows. If we were looking at Chometz in terms of, you know, an intrinsic Isser, then, of course, the fact that it's an Isser Zman is a kula, not a chumra. If you're looking at it as something which is objectively, you know, noxious and toxic per se, right, based on the, you know, the makeup of the, you know, the actual ingredients of the chametz, you know, something that would be metamte misalev, let's call it, that doesn't make any sense. However, if you're looking at chametz as a symbol that is toxic, then the fact that it typically is mutter, it was and it will be, and then all of a sudden, the clock strikes achilek time, and it turns into, you know, this monstrosity, right, highlights that from a symbolic point of view, we'll call it Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, this is absolutely antithetical to what the holiday is all about. And that is, I think, what the Ritva means, and that's what the Deya that the Radvaz was quoting was saying as well. It wasn't saying Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin Afilu B'Elef L'Bata. That the Radvaz is right about that. That makes sense for Afilu B'Elef L'Bata. It doesn't make sense for Bedika and Biur, you know, and Bittel, you know, and the other thing, and Balyura. It doesn't make sense for that. But what we're trying to say is that if this is so chomor, despite being mutter before and mutter after, then apparently its very presence and essence completely clashes with the goal and message of this holiday. And let's remember, you know, we just read Parshas Bereishis. But, you know, the pivotal moments of the world, you know, were Bereishis. I mean, there were many. I don't want to, you know, I'm sure the Mabul was also one for sure. But of the biggest ones, we'll call it, was Bereishis, Briyas HaOlam. And then comes Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then Maimon Har Sinai. And Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Ramban, more than anyone else, you know, accentuates, is all over the psukim in the Torah where you wouldn't expect it. But that's the famous, you know, comment of the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, right? But it's all over the Ramban's Perush. So, you know, what is that? For the Ramban, right, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the symbol beyond Brias Shemayim Va'aretz, not only of Mitzios Hashem, and not only of Yediyas Hashem, but of Hashkachas Hashem, and of the special bond between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbono Shel Olam. So the theological, philosophical contribution of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, is colossal. I mean, that's, you know, that's Ramban's view on Anokh Hashem Alokach Asher Otzei Sicha Be'aretz Mitzrayim as opposed to Asher Lo Barasi Shemayim Va'aretz. He doesn't take the view of, you know, Ein Adome, you know, Shmi Aluria, or the other answers that are given. Ramban says, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is actually more consequential to the presentation of the Asar Sadibros than Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz is. And by the way, you know, for the Ramban, Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz is a very big thing, even bigger than for the Rambam in some respect. I mean, the Ramban, Ramban's view that Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz, as we just read the Parsha, was Yesh Me'ayin, is like almost an Ikar Amuna. He says it in numerous places. Whereas for the Rambam, it's true, right? But it didn't have to be true. And it isn't an Ikar, it's just a truth. Nonetheless, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim for the Ramban is so monumental. It's such a escalation, you know, in Ribbono Shel Olam's presence in the world, and especially the bond with Klal Yisrael, you know, and the prerequisite for Maimon Har Sinai and Matan Torah, without which the world would be back to tohu vavohu anyway. So, you know, numerous times the Ramban discusses the relationship between, you know, like in Shabbos, you know, which Aseres HaDibros, you know, in the second Aseres HaDibros, when the Torah connects it to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, the Ramban weighs in numerous places all throughout, you know, about, you know, one reinforcing the other, but expanding the other, etc. Why am I telling you all this? The idea that I'm trying to express is that what the Ritva is saying, and I believe what the Shita that the Radvaz was quoting was saying, was if something is mutar kol hashana and all of a sudden it's chayiv kares, then the message it conveys is particularly noxious, poisonous. And that's why chametz, right, is actually more asur in some respects, even though it's less intrinsically asur. They're two different dinim. Now, I think that that's what the Radvaz himself has in mind in the end of the piece. Not exactly, but something like that, except that he accentuates the Yetzer Hara, the Sorsha Be'isa. That's what he says in the end. He says, Hukach Adayin Tzarech Tam, Alkein Ani Someich HaMash Amru Razal B'Midrashos. But it's very fascinating. He's trying to solve a halachic problem, to explain a strange halachic phenomenon, you know, and he's invoking the Midrashim because he's stuck. But here I think he's right, because it isn't the intrinsic Chefza Shel Iser, you know, per se. It's Chefza Shel Iser because of what it undermines, you know, in the Mechayev of the holiday, in the Kiyum of the holiday. So he says, I'm so mech on the Midrashos, ki chometz Pesach remez l'yetzer hara, v'hu sa'or shebi'isa, l'chein kalagareish yigareish oso, ha'adam me'ala, beautiful language. You have to utterly destroy it, search and destroy, right? It's almost poetic. V'yichapes alav, you should search it out, right? B'chol machba'ot machshevosav, all the byways, you know, of his mind. I feel a kol shehu, beautiful drush. Right? Lo batil, any little amount is poison. Vareza emes v'nachon, v'anil v'ani astaiti kasavti. I only want to add, and I believe I mentioned this last week, that my take on the Sor should be Isa, because I think there's a problem. And that is that Chametz doesn't represent Sor should be Isa all year round. Right, the Yetzer Hara is just as problematic, you know, on Shavuos and on Sukkos and on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvon or Beis Cheshvon, Mar Cheshvon, as it is on Chag HaMatzos, presumably, right? How come all of a sudden the Sor Shebi Isa is representing your, you know, Yetzer Hara? But I think the answer to that is, and then if you want, you can bypass the Yetzer Hara, or not, either way. What I was saying, which is, you know, Chametz represents allowing the Isa to grow without Shmira, without constraints, without discipline, right? And that's the Cheirus, you know, that was not to be celebrated on Chag HaMatzos. It was critical that the Cheirus to celebrate was Halo Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro, right? It was Avada Mayinu that is connected to Mitchila Avdei Avada Zara, right? Hayu Avoseinu, right? Rav and Shmuel's, you know, competition how to start the Haggadah. You know, the Rambam says they're both Atchalos. Famous Rambam in the Sibrit Yisrael section. But I don't want to get again too involved in that. Now we have 6 months. But the idea is that that Chametz as opposed to Matzah, right, is just antithetical, you know, to what took place and the ideological makeover transformation of Klal Yisrael, right, that was, you know, that was to be so impactful. So that's what I think is going on. Rabbi Abachai, I say in his Perush Al HaTorah, and other Talmidim of the Rajba say this as well, other Rashbats, the Drashos of Ibn Shu'ab, others, suggest the same direction, right? But for them, it's Midas Adin. Their argument is that, you know, again, this is the, I think we read it last, I'll just go very quickly, but if you look at the Rebbeinu Bechai, I'm in the end. What page is it on? I have it on, and mine it's 4. Is it on 4 or 5? Parshas Bo.
Page 4, bottom.
Okay. Ki b'chozak yalotzi Hashem eschem, mizeh v'lo yachel chametz, bayin el chametz etz chozak yad, ba kasuv lirmoz, ki hachametz remez l'midas hadin. So what's so terrible about chametz being midas hadin? Mipnei sheyisrael esigu yad agdola, she midas hadin. Right? Al kein, osor, Asar v'hirchak lehem sachametz. Lirmos sheyarchiku milahamin b'midas hadin levad. Shalei katsu b'netios. right? There's not only Midas HaDin. It's not, Klal Yisrael didn't, you know, emerge from Mitzrayim because they deserved it. But it's a matter simply of justice, right? It was because of Rachamim, Rachmi Hashem, and Hashkachas Hashem, and it was to fulfill a certain kind of destiny. If you only see it, you know, as, you know, the redress of injustice, right? What's so terrible about that? Redress of injustice, certainly a very, you know, a noble, lofty value. But here, it trivializes, certainly minimizes, you know, probably, you know, is relatively insignificant in the bigger picture. It certainly, you know, de-emphasizes, as I said, the Ikar, which is the goal, sense of destiny, right, and the sense of Hashgacha. That's what the Rebbeinu Bechai, I think, has in mind. Shul amidu shemidas adin bilvad osta zos. Shehu yizbaruch ha-bezdino ha-yusham. V'zeu shekosta b'briya solam. Again, it's fascinating because we're reading the Parshas of Bereishis right now. Right? B'reishis bar alokim. V'yachakein b'yomasos Hashem alokim. Right? It's important to know what to attribute to, you know, strict din, justice, quid pro quo, you know, and where, you know, there's this intervention or dominance or both, you know, back and forth, you know, of Hashem Elokim, you know, of each and so on. You have that in Bereishis, and certainly you have it again in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeo Omer Shomer Anavi, Af Yadi Yasta Aretz, Yimini Tipra Shamayim, Hisker Yadi, Achakach Yimini. L'rabos l'horos, kilo ayad, that's the din, v'vad osta zos, v'alkein b'chozek yad, but it's hotzi Hashem, midas rachamim, eschem, ki Hashem, hamotzi, lo ayad b'vad. V'zeh tam isur chametz al derech ha-kabbalah, u'mizeh henish ha-kosav ocho chametz pesach b'chi of karis mida k'neged mida, ki kol ocho chametz pesach But again, this idea of explaining halachic phenomena based on what the symbol, you have to be very careful with it. You don't want to turn it into Tamei Mitzvos. But what I do think is that in the broader idea, what we're saying is that chametz is a different kind. Like if you ask a question, is chametz more kal or more chamur? I think that there are Rishonim and Farshim will say it's more kal. I think that those will say it's more chamor. But I think that the most accurate answer and the answer that most Mefarshim will give, and we'll try to document this going forward, is that that's not, there's no simple answer. It's both. It's kal and it's chamor. It's kal because it's not intrinsically aser all year round. As a chefza shal iser mitamte misalev, it's kal. But for that very reason, the fact that we treat it so harshly, you know, accentuates how symbolically, in terms of undermining the message of the holiday. And this isn't just Stam message. That's what I'm trying to, you know, that's what I'm trying to explain. This is where, you know, we carry Amuna practically. So from that point of view, it's more chamor. It's not just you ate Macholos Asuros or ate Isurayana. It's that kind of Isurayana Macholos Asuros because eating it, you know, essentially distances you from the whole, you know, enterprise of Zechiras and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and that critical juncture and, you know, dimension of Klal Yisrael's development. Now, if that's the case, so you're going to get, you know, mixed effect. Some dinim you're going to be more kal, some dinim you're going to be more chamor, depending on what they relate to. The things that relate to intrinsic chafza shel iser are going to get one result, and the things that relate to, like the symbol, of the day, getting another result. We're going to discuss this at some point, but I'm not sure when, but Tarovis is a great example. Right? So if Avchametz, which is Nisarev, so some views are that we're more Mekil than we are in other Isurim. I'm not going to go into details now, but the Rambam seems to say, and the Rif, that if you have a Tarovis of Kazayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, there's enough in the mixture that if you would eat it in the time frame of Pras, you'd end up eating Kazayis of the Iser, that you get Malkus, according to the Rambam, and the Rif, and not Karis. And the question is why? This is the Ramban's question, say for mitzvahs, against the Rambam. It says, you ate a be'en of chametz, which wasn't batel, in the shir tziruf of achila, you should get kares. So the Marbach in a tshuva, Simidid Ches, Rab Levi ibn Chaviv, the 16th century, in a tshuva, says in his opinion, that's part of the kula of chametz. That's a whole story. I don't want to get into it right now. It might be more or it might be less, but I think it's both. But just to explain it a little more, here we have the chametz, which is not nikar. Right? Now, typically, if something is a chefta shaliser and you're consuming it, who cares whether it's visible or not, or whether it's known that you're eating it? In the end of the day, I'm not talking about onus or shogeg. In the end of the day, you swallowed a toxic substance, which is metamtem esalev. Who cares whether you ate a ben or you ate it in the tocha tarovas? But if the idea of chametz partially is, you know, the fact that it is a slap in the face, you know, to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I mean, to the kiyum of the whole holiday, right? So maybe it's still osur, but is it as much of a violation, you know, if it's totally not nikar? It's an interesting question. Okay. So,
one quick question, Rebbe. Yeah. Because we could separate the different chumras and kulos into one is the zman thing. As we talked about, this is an isur zman. So we could look at certain things as, you know, chametz sheshel ulamala, the prep bedikas chametz, biur chametz, shloshim yom schiris. These are all time based, and then you also have chametz shelachapetz. They're all time based chumros and kulos. But then taros of the chametz is another thing, which is on Yom Tov. How do we view chametz itself?
Right.
So you wouldn't necessarily. You could have said, "Oh, it's just because of the davar sheish lo matirim isur zman things." You have certain chumros in the beginning. You wouldn't have to say. So I guess it's
well. Again, isur zman davar sheish lo matirim doesn't help you for anything but you know, risk aversion, like.
Right, but that could have been biur bedika. You know, Sheshel, Samala, these are all, because we're getting too close to the Yenta, if we want to draw ourselves away from it earlier.
I mean, you could say about those things that they're lobedili in Shemine, and therefore they're overcompensation. Or you could say about these things that they're Chumri and Seira, we really want to make sure that there's nothing, and therefore we have to take steps even in advance. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can ever say that it's because of Sheshel Matirim per se.
Right, or it could be a Isur Zman, meaning Isur Zman right. Would say that we have
mostly,
to be careful earlier.
Looking at it intrinsically, this is the point I'm making, is that Isur Zman is always a kula if you're looking at toxicity of the substance in an objective way. But if the context and the impact it has on the context is what's critical, then being an Isur Zman, meaning all year round it's fine, all of a sudden it's a colossal avera. Wow, it must really, you know, negate, you know, what we're doing here. That's what I'm trying to say. So then the question is, which halachos, you know, are a result of what? By the way, a parallel, just to make it clear, Achila b'Yom Kippur. Although it's a little bit different. Right, but you're not going to say, you know, that your Cheerios or your tea or your, you know, whatever it is, you know, on Yom Kippur is metamte misalev. Right? It's not Chefza is the same Chefza, at least I think. But in the context of the mitzvah of Inisa Misnafsha Sechem, right, violating that mitzvah, it doesn't matter with what. It's not what you're eating. I mean, everything you're eating is interchangeable, essentially. You know, it's you know, a nefesh alosa uneh. That's very severe, but it's as different. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, which dinim, as you say, you know, well, what about the fact that there are so many types of chametz? That's a phenomenon. Nuksha, taroves, you know, what the Ram calls atzmo or be'en. What about the fact that there, you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's lifnei, tochen, la'achar. You know, all these configurations are extraordinary.
You know, right. I think the lifnei, tochen, la'achar would still be, oh, it's a zman issue as opposed to being a chetzah.
Yeah, but what do you mean a zman issue? I mean, it's technically, it's a Zman issue, but is it, again, it's not Pesach yet. So is it already there's a Chalos Chametz Matzah, but there isn't the Sibur Tzis Mitzrayim yet? Maybe that's the Pshat. That's what I would say.
Or
maybe not Lachar also. It has a shame Chametz because you violated with it, even though right now it's not dangerous or against anything. So then maybe you get the effect of a Chefza Shaliser without the charged, you know, messaging symbolism parts on Lifnei and Lachar, or maybe even in Taroves. So that, or Nuksha even, that's what I think is very promising about this view. It doesn't pigeonhole and say it's all Chomer or it's all Kal. You know, and I'm trying to suggest, there still might be arguments about how to assess things, but that in the bigger picture, what we're talking about is different ideas. Okay. So now let's go to the next point, which is there's something else extraordinary about chametz, which could either be a kula or a chumra, possibly. But again, it's just extraordinary. And that is the word or the makar of the Isra Achila, and that is lo yeyachel. Right, the Torah says lo yeyachel chametz. It doesn't say lo yochal or lo tochal, lo yochlu or lo tochlu. Why the emphasis on, you know, chametz not being consumed as opposed to not consuming it? Why the de-emphasis of the verb rather than said the accent on, you know, being connected to the result? Is that significant or not? Oh. So in, you know, in I would say there are three expressions of this. First one is as follows. If you look at the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak, so let's turn to page, I guess it's back to page one. No, not page one.
You know.
Page 2.
1 second.
Page 2, line 17.
Yeah, line 17.
Right. Page 2. Yeah, Gemara Psachim. Page 2, sorry. 17. So the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak wants to know the source for why there's Isra Hana and Chametz. Why is Chametz also Bahana? By the way, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's not. That's amazing. Yechayv Karis, but there's no Yisrana. We'll get to that. So the Gemara says, Omer Chizkia, Minayin, Chametz Pesach, She'osor, Bahana. It's also in the Gemara, if you can look it up, Chav Halafon Base. How do you know the Chametz is prohibited, Bahana? She'ne'amar, Lo ye'achel Chametz, Lo ye'hebo, Heter Achila. That's a strange limud. What does that mean? Heter achila means hana. We'll get back to it in a second. So the Gemara says, Tamid kasav rachmana, lo yeachel chametz, halo kasav lo yeachel. If it didn't write it that way, havamina, I would have thought, if it said lo yochal lo tochal lo tochal lo yochlu, have a mina yisra achila mashma, yisra hana lo mashma. You would have thought that achila means achila, not hana. But the usage, you know, it should not be consumed as opposed to you should not consume it, right? Expands it to yisra hana. That's kizkia. Upligad rabavo, and rabavo argues, Tam rabavo, come up to mishinemar lo yachel, I'm sorry, lo yochel lo tochel lo tochlu, echad yisra achila, echad yisra hana b'mashma, ad shifarit lecha kasuv, kederech shifarit lecha b'nevela. So the Gemara says that there is a debate. Rabbi Vo is of the opinion that whenever the Torah says Layokal, Layoklu, etc., that includes Achila and Ana. It's only when the Torah specifies no Ana, default, Ana is Bechal Achila, right? Unless the Torah excludes it. Like in Avela, you have a language of Achila. That should have included Hana. And the Torah says, Lager, Hashem b'sharecha titnena, right? Like Kelev tashlichun oso. Lager titnena v'achala. So there's no Yisra Hana. Now, of course, this is a a fascinating argument in its own right. Namely, what is the broad relationship between Yisra Hana and Yisra Achila? To what extent? Now, again, you could learn this all on the Gili Milsa level, meaning Achila and Na are different. But the question is, when the Torah says one, is the other usually also included unless, or you have to include it? More likely, this is a highly conceptual argument. The argument is Yisra Hana like an extension, right, of Yisra Achila? In which case, the word or the prohibition of Achila includes Ana, unless the Torah says, you know what, only the most intense type. Again, whether you want to say, like, Hana is a diluted form of Achila, or that Achila is a more intense form of Ana, I think those are a little different. For our purposes now, they're the same. Either way, so it's easy to think that Chizkiya and Rabavahu have a fundamental argument about the relationship generally between Yisra Achila and Yisra Ana. Good. What comes out of the Gemara? What comes out of the Gemara with regard to Chametz Pesach? What's the makor for Yisra Ana? For Chizkiya? Lo Yeachel. And for Abavo? Not Lo Yeachel. Because the Torah also says, lo tochal, right? Lo yochlu, whatever it is. You don't need lo yachel to teach you Yisra Hana by Chametz, according to Rabbi Vohu. Only Chizkiya. Correct? Good. Now, next step. How do we paskin? We paskin like Chizkiya, or we paskin like Rabbi Vohu? So if you look at the Rambam, Macholos Asuros, Perek Ches Halacha Tesvav, Rambam says the following. Kol mokom shenemar b'Torah lo tochlu, lo tochal, sorry, lo tochlu, lo yochlu, lo yochal, Echad Yisra Achila v'Echad Yisra Hana b'mashma. Meaning default, how does he, what is this? Whose sheet does this?
Rabavo.
Rabavo. Ad sheyifrit l'cha kasuv, k'der shepirit l'cha b'nevela, sh'nemar l'ger shem sh'recha titnena v'achala. Right? U'kechelev, sh'nemar yeaseh l'cha malacha, ad sheyisparish b'tor shebal peshu mutabana. Right, more expansive than what we read, but the basic idea is clear. The Rambam is weighing in on the machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Vohu. It is coming down very explicitly on the side of Rabbi Vohu. Kagon shkotzim ramasim, dam v'yever menachai, ginanasha, kolonim b'torim b'anam, b'pi ha-kabbalah, Ava Mishen Asura Bachil. Fine. So what would we expect in Hilchos Chametz? What would be the makor for Yisrana?
L'tochel.
Exactly. So now look at the next piece. Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Halacha Beis. Hachametz Pesach Aser Bana Shenemar. What does it quote? Lo Yeachel. Lo Yeachel Chametz. Lo Yehebo Hetrachila. When it comes to Chametz, the Rambam quotes Chizkiah. V'haminiach Chametz Breshusa BePesach. Then he goes on to talk about Ba'ira. If a person allows Chametz to remain in his possession on Pesach, Av Bishalo Achalo, even though he didn't need it, over Bishnei Lavin. He violates two Lavin. Shenem Alei Relecha, Sor, Chol Kulecha, Sor Lim Vatzei Bevatech. Two questions. Number one, how can the Rambam paskins like Chizkiah when he paskins universally like Rav Avohu? Number two, why does the Rambam go from Isur Ana in the same halacha to Baal Yirah? The second question is asked by the Marik. The first question is asked by many of the Nosa Kalim. The Rif in the Gemara in the beginning of Kol Shah, like the Rambam, quotes Chizkiah for Chametz. But there's a big debate among the Mefarshim whether or not the Rif by doing that, you know, really paskins like Chizkiah generally. That's the view of the Rosh. The Rosh and Chulin discusses whether or not Yesh Begidim Benosin Tam, whether this Isra Nof or Gidon Nasha. There's a long piece. And part of it depends on Chizkiah and Rav Avohu. So the Rosh quotes the Rif in Psachim. Says it's clear that the Rif paskins like Chizkiah. Namely, that you need a separate limud for Isra Ana. Absent a separate limud, but it doesn't flow from the language of Achila. So the Rosh says, but we paskin like Rav Avohu, why the Rif paskins like Chizkiah, and so on and so forth. If you look at the Maram Chalava in the second parak of Psachim, and this Gemara, Chaf Aleph, he quotes a Rif, says, the Rif was trying to be inclusive. Since he was paskening that there's Isra Ana and Chametz, so he quotes Chizkiah's Makar to say, Bain Chizkiah, even Chizkiah agrees that there's Isra Ana. But really, really, the Rif holds like Rav Avohu, and even in Chametz, you don't need a pasuk of Lo Yachel. Lo Tochel would be enough. So there's a debate between the Rosh and the Ram Chalava within the Rif to understand why it is that he does what he does. But let me say something methodological. It's one thing to say for the Rif, you know, he's writing in Psachim and he wants to be expansive. He wants to say, there's no machlokas about Chametz. Harder to say that about the Rambam. Rambam cares about the Makoros that he quotes. It's a closed work. He's not writing on the Gemara. Strange that the Rambam machals asuras paskins like a bravo, and yet he quotes Chizkiah. Now, there are no Sekalim. Of course, a lot of them, they all noticed it. Some of them say, Lavdafka, same idea. He's trying to be more inclusive. But maybe, excuse me, maybe there's more to it than that. So what does it mean, lo yehebo heter achila? Chizkiah said that the limud is lo yeachel. A very funny Rashi. Go back to the Rashi for a minute. After the Gemara. Lo yachel midu karina le lo yachel. Mash lo yehebo heter amevi lidei shumachila. You don't have a heter that could end up feeding you. Meaning, stamanos lidei achilahim bos. Shalokech bedamim. So lo yachel lo yibo heter achil means don't this chametz is a remez. Don't let this chametz be a funding source for food. I.e., that means don't allow hana from it. Because what is intense or ubiquitous, maybe better way to say it, hana. Mostly it ends up being achil. It's a very strange Rashi. I understand it. That's what the words mean. Lo yehebo heter achila. But heter achila doesn't mean of the chametz. It means chametz should not be a funding vehicle for your food. I.e., tzasabana. Right? Baram chalava. On the other hand, has a different pshat in lo yibo heter achila. Not going to go into details. If you look at the Rashash in the second parak of Psachim, and even more the Rashash in Bechoros that he makes reference to, there's like an escalation. Lo yibo heter achila ends up being, by the time you finish with it, if you go for the Baram Chalava, to the Rashash and Psachim, to the Rashash and Bechoros. Rashash and Bechoros already says that Hana is a kind of a Achila if you're focusing on the Cheftza. As Achila Sagavra, the Tzura of Achila and Hana are totally different. Right? But if you're concerned not with the act of eating, but with being connected to the consumption of the cheftza, if that's what you're concerned with, then they're the same, or they're close enough. Because in both cases, you're using up. Now again, then he wonders: is that only true? Then should it be only Isra Anashal Kilui, where you're actually destroying the chayfetz? That actually make more sense. Or does it mean that you're getting something out of the chafetza? You're reaping the benefits of the chafetza, even if you're not doing anything close to an achila sagavra. So what I'm trying to say is, from the Maram Chalava to the Rosh Hashem Psachim to the Rosh Hashem Bechoros, they're getting closer to saying that Chizkiah's limud, lo yehebo heter achila, means Hana is achila mitzad achefza. It's mitziruf to the consumption, right? Even though it isn't consuming, eating. Oh. So this idea is echoed by the Rabach, not only Surena, I'll explain in a minute, by the Rabach, by the Beis Halevi, by the Malbim, in another context. So let me introduce the context first, and then we'll go back, you know, and discuss some other aspects of it. The Rambam, hold me to the question of, let me say something now. So what I'm suggesting for the Rambam, let me explain what I'm suggesting for the Rambam, then I'll give you the reinforcement with the Farshim I just mentioned. What I'm suggesting is that the Rambam paskens like Rav Avohu. But the Rambam quotes the Pasuk of Chizkiah here because it isn't the typical din that Isurei Hana are Bechlal Achila. It's a special din in Chametz that Isurei Hana are achila Because even achila is achila sachefza. It's not lo yochal. It's lo yeyachal. When you're concerned with the consumption of the cheftza, not with the maisa achila sagavra, then Yisurah knows b'chalal. So what I'm suggesting is that the Rama, maybe the Rif too, intentionally invoked Chizkiyah here, not to make peace. Even if they paskin like Rabbi Avohu, because Chizkiyah's description of Yisra Achila and Hano is more precise to the lumdus of Chametz. And maybe for this reason, and subsequently I found that the Marik, you know, was also troubled by this problem, and I think this is what he's getting at, I'm not 100% sure. Marik too was troubled, why does the Rambam transition from Lo Ye'achel Yisra'ana into Bal Rabbi Motze, Miniach Chametz Pesach? Well, the Rambam doesn't have enough, you know, space. Forget about who wrote the halacha. I mean, it's a clear, you know, integration either way, whoever broke up the numbers. I'm not so concerned about the number. I'm talking about the flow. Right? It's fascinating that the Rambam would, the hameniach, instead of hameniach, what does Bal Yirah have to do with Yisra'ana? But I think it has a lot to do with Chizkiyah's makar for Yisra'ana / Yisra'achila. Namely, if chametz is about maisa achila, it's a regular machalas asuros. And if the Yisra'ana of chametz was a typical Yisra'ana in its own right, what's that got to do with Bal Yirah? But if the Yisra'achila v'hana of chametz is a din in achilas achefza, lo yeachel, being associated with that is the problem, then you could totally understand why if you allow chametz to remain in your rishus, you're also connected with it. For the Rambam, probably we'll get back to this, the mechayev of Bayirah is rotsu b'kiyumo, as it is for Ramban and for Rashi. Who cares? You're not doing anything, you're passive. It's not even passive for the Rambam, it's hameniach. It's a kind of active passive. Not getting rid of it is keeping it. It's not a lot of sheish b'maisa for that reason, although it can turn to that, but ba'osa ubekone. But what I think the Rambam is saying brilliantly is the Isra of Chametz is unique. Lo yachel. That's why the Torah, that's the main makar. And the Torah writes it as achilas achefza because it's not the toxic act, it's the symbolic association. And therefore, that's its achila. That is its hanah. That's why Chizkiyah is more precise. And the next transition is you're not even allowed to have the stuff in your possession. The Chefza's presence is offensive. Just like its consumption connected to you is offensive. Oh. So the Rambam uses Lo Ye'achel surprisingly in another place. And that is with regard to Chatzi Shir. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz, Halacha, was it Hey? No, Zayin, sorry. That's on page 4, right? Perek Aleph, Halacha, Zayin. What line is it?
Line 17.
16.
15? Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzmo b'Pesach kol shehu. If you eat chametz be'en, but you don't eat a shiur, hareza osur min ha'Torah. That's prohibited. Shenemar lo ye'achel chametz. Afa b'chein, nonetheless, enochayv karis ha'karban, elal kashir shu kazayis. Okay, that's fine. V'ha'ochel pachos mikazayis b'mezid makanoso makasmartis. Fine. What the Rambam is saying is that there's an isur of chatzi shir for chametz. That per se is not all that noteworthy. And indeed, the Magid Mishnah is very nonchalant about it. Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzmo, says the Magid Mishnah, Perek Yom HaKippurim b'yoma, that's the main sug of Chatzishir. Chatzishir, Baruch Hanam Rasa min ha'Torah, Rish Lakish Amar Mutter, Mekai Malon, Ki Rabbi Yochanan. V'hu klal l'chol ma'chol, Asur Sheva Torah. The Gemara there speaks about Yom Kippur, the Mokar is Chalev, and it's a din called Torah Kula. Kol Machol, anyway. Magid Mishnah, However, all the other Nosa Kalim were up in arms. The Ramach, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamelech, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, Marl Bach, everybody. The Radvaz, everybody's up in arms. Why? Why does the Rambam need to quote Lo Ye'achel Chametz? As the Magid Mishnah said, it's a general din in Kol Torah Kula. The Gemara in Yuma, we'll look back at it for a minute. Look at the previous page. No, is it on the previous page or if it's on 4? Yuma Ayin Dal Amud Aleph. What page is it on? 4? Or 3?
Kesef Mishnah.
Gufa Chatzi Shir. Talmud Bavli Yoma.
Page 4, line 6.
Okay, thanks. So the Gemara says the following. Gufa, Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur, Mina Torah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Mina Torah. This is the debate, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Mina Torah. What's that? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Mina Torah. Kibin the Chazi, the Tarufe, Isura Ka'acha. I think we have an echo again. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Mina Torah. Achilam Rachman of Aleka. Good. Then the Gemara. I should have quoted the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "How do you know all this?" Because in Chalev it says, "Kol Chalev, Kol Rabos Chatzishir." Kol Chalev teaches you that on Yom Kippur the Chatzishir. Yeah, it's Binyanav. It applies Kol Torah Kula. Look at the Rambam. Machol Sasuros Perik Yedaled Halacha Aleph and Beis Kol Yisur Machol Shabbat Torah Shiron Kazayis Beinoni Bein Malkus Bein the Kares Bein the Misavidei Shemayim Kvar Biarnu Shkol Machuiv Kares Misavidei Shemayim Al Machol Loke. Great. Shir Zeh. Says the Rambam, in kol shiur malach lamosh misinai him. These are all halach lamosh misinai. But asur min ha'Torah lechol kol shiur midover asur. You're not allowed to eat less than the shiur min ha'Torah. Avaleinu lokel kazayis. Imachol kol shiur pokus mikashir makin makasmardas. Does the Rambam quote a makar? No. Here's the Rambam speaking about all isurim. Kol Yisurei Macholos, having the din of Chatzi Shir. So why, when it came to Chametz and Pesach, all of a sudden he has a makar? And what is the makar? Lo yachel. I think the Minchas Chinuch asks, or somebody asks, how can the Rambam say lo yachel for Chizkiah and for Chatzi Shir? But it's more than that. He doesn't need it for Chizkiah because he holds like Rav Avo. He doesn't need Chizkiah. It's Mechudash. He doesn't need Chatzi Shir because he already paskins the Macholas Asuras. It's a general din. So forget about, you know, he already used it up, whichever one he used it for. Both are unnecessary. So it's like, you know, either it intensifies the question or it directs us to the answer. What's going on with the Rambam? But one could say, and Marbach says it in that Tshuva Simin Yud Ches, actually. I saw this more recently. I've thought this for a long time, and that is, what the Rambam's telling us is, and some of the notes, okay, well, we'll examine, I'm going to stop here, just want to tell you this idea, and then we'll examine around it next time, and then we'll talk about Behemoth's Hefker as well. But I think the idea of the Rambam is that the din of Chatzi Shir in Chametz is different than Chatzi Shir in Kol Torah Kula. There are different ways to say this. The Mishnah Melech quotes the Marlbach partly. Here, I'll just look at that for a minute. I have one, just going to take 2 more minutes of your time. Look on page 2. Everybody have the Mishnah Melech? Parak Aleph Halacha Zayin?
Line 5.
Okay, we'll examine the Kesem Mishnah of the Ramach next time. But just to... Well, if he's there, yesh l'tzmor rabbeinu. Lama le'kra b'chametz b'pesach. Okay, already the Ramach asks the question. And the Kesem Mishnah. I'm interested in the answer here for the moment. Hakol b'yisurin shebetor kaim el'chatzi shirah semen ha-Torah. So, the mikra... There's a question that a bunch of them ask also. Ipcha havale l'melef mina. Because the makar for Chatzi Shir in the Gemara and Yuma is kol chelev. But here you want to learn that from the language of achila, lo yachel. Havale l'melef mina de lo yachel, shir achila mashma. Kol chelev means any amount of chelev. But achila is achila. Ukvar hiksha zem marana kefzeh mishnah. Minicha b'tzarchiyah. We'll see what he says. V'ra'isi l'arav marlnach, that's the marlbach. B'tshuvah should really be simen yudches. D'huk shela kushas maran. B'tiritz d'isar chametz. Lo dami l'chelev. D'bisham lam d'chatzi shir, osur. D'chelev yisar olam. V'lo hayo lo shas heter. Shein chin chametz. Shemud akonim ha-pesach. We should think that you might think of your more makel in chametz because it's only in Yisr Zman. Not like chelev. It's a kula. He's saying it's a kula. Even the Marlbach, you'll see, mostly thinks that Yisr Zman is a kula. I'll try to show that to you over the time. But there are one or two times where he thinks it's a chumra, which supports my thesis that it's both. Anyways. And then he says, "V'holi na Rav Mizeh, d'biyom nedalim mishas sheisha shisha solamala, ein yisatara b'pachas mikashir." Came up with a new idea, Marbach. He said, "What the Rambam says about Chatzi Shir, based on the pasuk lo yachel, is only on Pesach itself, but it's not on erev Pesach after Chatzos, even though it's an Isra Achila." And according to the Rambam Malkus, Paschal's like Rabbi Yehuda, right? But there's no Isur Chatzishir. Because Lo Yachel only applies on Pesach in the Chabola Chidusho. It's not like regular Chatzishir. That's the Malbach. I think it's possible to say the opposite. The Rambam has the separate limud, not because it's different, because you otherwise would be Mekel and say you're, you know, it's not also Minat Torah. Maybe what the Rambam is saying is just like what he said about Chizkiyah. Chavetz would be Asur Bahana, but it's more meduyak that it's Asur Bahana than Chizkiyah. Lo Yachel. And the Chatzi Shir that is Asur on Pesach isn't the regular din of Chatzi Shir of Kol Torah Kula. It's a Chatzi Shir based on Lo Yachel. And indeed, I'm not going to read it now because it's already late, but the Malbim in Parshas Tzav, which we have here in the Maror Mekomos, discusses the linguistic difference between Lo Yochel and Lo Yeachel. Says that Lo Yeachel always refers to Achilas HaChefetz, not Achilas HaGavra. Says, whenever we deal with Achilas HaChefetz, this is what the Beis Halevi and earlier, again, the Maror Bach says, maybe Shiurim are Shiurim in Achilas HaGavra. Achilas HaGavra requires a Kazayas for the full violation. Or for the violation. But whenever there's Achilas HaChefetza, you care about the fact that the Dover is Nechal and you're connected to it, but you're not doing an act of Achila, then maybe even less than a Kazayas is Achilas HaChefetza. That is the big Chiddush of the Rabach, Beis Halevi. They don't court each other in the Malbim. So the Malbim says, I'll read it to you inside next time. We'll start with this. The Malbim says, oh, with this, he says in Parshat Tzav about Menachos. He says, with this Yisod, you could explain the strange Rambam who quotes Lo Yachel for Chatzishir. Okay? I'll just read you the line, and then with this we'll stop, and we'll pick up, I'll explain more next time, and then I want to talk about Behemoth Hefker as well. We're nearing the end of the Agdama. Look here at the Malbim on the last page. I'll read it the whole thing next time. But just look for the last four lines. It says, Umize ta'are makor hadavar shekasav Rambam perakavos komet talach hazayin she'ocha komet pesach hafilu koshu osu shenemar lo ye'achel. Umefarshim rishonim achronim lo yodu nesivosav. They didn't understand what he was talking about. Mi'ayin hotzi davar zeh. Where did he get? There's no makar in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say chatzishir chametz lo yachel. Vinei purash sheyesh yisod b'sifra. But based on his understanding of the sifra and parshas tzav, that lo yachel always refers to achilas hachefetza, and that Achilas HaChefetza is even less than a Kazayas, says, oh, that's where the Rambam got it from. Okay, so I want to discuss the implications, some of the different perspectives regarding Chatzishir, and then I want to talk about Machil Chametz LeBehemas Hefker Yerushalmi, which is also based on Lo Yeachel. I want to put together these three applications of Lo Yeachel. Okay? We'll meet next week, Kimir Tashem, regular time.